Blog Talk Radio.
Winter, summer, spring, and fall. In backseat of my Jeep on chrome feet and all. On the hunt for these girls was like my day to day. Get them alone, I dump them and then fade away. I give it good so some of them won't stay away. They try to lock me up, but I break away. Until the day I lay my eyes on the princess. And you can tell she was a dime from a distance. It took a minute to come to my senses. She's the perfect match of God is my witness. Now for the first time I've opened my eyes.
What's up, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another dope show here on Stardom 100 Radio with me, your host, Tanisha Davis. I hope everyone is having an awesome day. Today we have a really special guest on the show, talented singer, songwriter, known as Kai, and I'm super, super excited that she's on the show with us today. So we're going to take a minute and let her introduce herself. So, Kai, how are you doing
today? Hi, everybody. Hi. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for taking the time out of your day to be on the show with me. Like, you have so much amazing work going on as far as your music. And really briefly, for those who may not know about you, can you give me a little background about how you got started with the music industry?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm Key. I've just started making music recently, started making music within like the last year. My dad actually is in the music industry, so I got the inspiration from him.
Oh,
I've been singing pretty much. Yeah, I've been singing pretty much my whole life. But I just found a love in writing music. So with his help and 6X Entertainment's help, I've just been trying to pursue a music career.
Wow. So, like, what do you feel has been, like, some of your biggest accomplishments in the recent year?
I would have to say, well, I'm a college student. I go to Cal State San Bernardino. This is my, it's my junior year. So I'd probably say one of the biggest accomplishments is going into my junior year. And then musically, it would probably be just finding myself in writing and creating music, seeing what I like and what I don't like, and then being blessed with being managed by 6X Entertainment.
Okay. So you mentioned about 6X Entertainment. How has that experience been working with them, like the team work and so forth? Like, how has that been?
It's been great. They definitely make you feel like it's a family. Like, it doesn't really feel like I'm being managed. Like, they make me feel like I'm a priority. I know they have other artists. Yeah, they definitely have other artists, but they make you feel like a priority always. And the other artists that they manage, like Tia and Lord Rocka, it doesn't feel like a competition. It definitely feels like a family. Like, they're trying to help me and teach me and all of that. So I definitely love it. It's a big family.
Awesome. So, like, what new music do you have that you're working on currently?
So I'm currently working on releasing my single called Knock It Off. And we're actually going to be making a video for it soon. So I'm super excited for that. It'll be coming out soon in, like, summertime. Yeah. And I'm also working on an EP with my dad, so that'll be coming out soon, too.
Okay. So what was the inspiration behind Knock It Off? Because it's a really dope single. I had the opportunity to listen to it. So, like, what inspired you to write this song?
I like to write music that's relatable. Not only – I mean – mostly to people my age, but I'd like it to be relatable for anybody. And the song's basically about how, you know, dudes, they want to spit a lot of game, but they don't really want to put the action in. And I just wanted to put my experiences or even my friends and family, like just the stories that I've heard, and put it into a song. So I wanted something that people could be like, dang, yeah, like that'd be happening to me. So, yeah.
Okay. So with writing music that's relatable to the audience, what do you feel at this point in your life helps set you apart from other artists that are out there?
I would definitely say it's my creativity. I've noticed now there's themes with music now, so it's kind of people follow the theme. But I like to write about stuff that's not normally talked about, or nobody would think of writing a song about that. So if I did do something that was really popular or it's like really hip right now, I would just put like my own spin on it, put like the key spin on it. So I would definitely say it's my creativity.
Okay. Did you have any artists that were major musical influences to you in the industry now?
I have a few. It would probably be Aaliyah, Beyonce, Babyface, and probably rap as a whole. And I say Aaliyah because I admire the way that she carried herself. Just her image in general was just something that I admired. Her style was gold, period. So that's definitely something that I loved. I say Beyonce. I mean, Beyonce's Beyonce. Anybody would want to be Beyonce if they could. So I just admire the fact that she's an entrepreneur. Yes. I admire that she's an entrepreneur. And to me, she's one of the best performing artists out there. So I would love to portray that as well. And I say Babyface because, like I said, I have a love for writing music. So I would love to not only write hits for myself, but make hits for other big artists out there or upcoming artists, and do that. And I say rap because my writing style, you know how when you listen to a dope rapper, you listen to something, you're like, dang, like that was cold. I like to portray I like to portray that in my singing. So I want somebody to like really listen to my music and be like, how do you hit that bar? How do you hit that bar?
That's how I write.
That's how I write.
Okay. All right. So as far as like with this whole experience with your music, how has this journey been for you? Like, because it's always beautiful to be able to pursue something that you really love and then to just watch it like unfold. Like, how has this experience been for you?
It's definitely been great. It's definitely early in the stages, but everything that's happening is so exciting. It's just super exciting. So the little things that are happening behind the scenes, I'm like, I want to know what's happening with this, or how can I help? Because I just want to see everything grow into something beautiful and be a part of everything, and I just love it. And I'm super excited for what's going to happen in the future.
Oh, yes. Always big things on the horizon, you know, as you continue to pursue your career, your dreams, you know, as you continue to go forward. And in saying that, like, what would you say to any artist that's on the rise, that's trying to, you know, land that opportunity, you know, that you've been blessed with? Like, what advice would you give to them?
I would definitely say that stay true to yourself and make music that makes you happy, or make create stuff that you want to. You know, don't feel like because your music or whatever you do doesn't go with the norm that it's not good. Keep doing what you love because somebody out there will love your music. And I would just say keep going, just keep pushing, and it'll happen.
Awesome, awesome. Now, on your single, is it Knock It Off that are you collaborating with Tia on that single?
Are
you in her music? Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Beautiful Tia P is featured on Knock It Off.
Okay. How did that come about? Like, what was that all like, the experience of being able to collaborate with another dope artist on with the same company?
It was super fun. It was fun listening to see, like, what she had wrote, because she kept up the energy that I had. She was the topic that she wrote about was cool. It's just I feel like she made the song even better. And it was fun just seeing how she records, and, you know, she has more experience than me, so I'm taking notes like, oh, okay, she does this. So it was really fun. She's great.
Okay, all right. Now, your EP that you're currently working on, when can we, to those who are listening, when will we be able to possibly check it out or be able to purchase it?
It should be coming out around the summertime, so it'll be out then.
Okay, and what will we give this album for those who are interested in purchasing an album? Because I'm definitely interested. So, like, what will we be able to get from this?
I would say I would be expecting the unexpected. Don't expect, traditional. It'll definitely be key. So it'll be all over the place. It'll be something, maybe a little bit of old school, a little bit of pop, a little bit of R&B, a little
awesome.
Bit of rap. You know, it's different.
Love it
and dabbling into everything. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Key, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I'm looking forward to all of your new music and this EP that's definitely on the way, which is going to be bumping for the summertime. You know, we'll definitely be looking for new music around the summer to relax and kick back to.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely looking forward to that new EP. Can you tell all of those who are listening how they can keep up with you via social media and keep up with your music?
Yeah, all my social media.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
I am Key. Yes, thank you so much. It's at She's the Key on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay. All right. And as far as your music, will we be able to keep up with that as well via your social media?
Yes, I'm always posting out my music, so as soon as it's out, it'll be available everywhere, and I'll let you know on my social media.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for taking the time
thank
out of
you
your
so
day
much.
To, you know, be on here. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to that new EP, girl. So thank you again for tuning in with me on today. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And to everyone listening,
bye.
Be sure to – oh, thank you. Everyone that's tuned in, thank you for tuning in to the show today. Be sure to go follow Stardom 100 Radio on iHeartRadio and iTunes and keep up with us on Instagram. Thank you for rocking with us on the show today, and you have an awesome day. Thank you, Key.
Thank you.